Oh, hi, Daniel. This is Tina at Local Splash. Thanks for calling back. I appreciate that.
No problem. I seen your missed call.
Yeah, I was just following up. I didn't know if maybe your wife had some questions that I could answer or if you guys decided on giving it a go or what your thoughts were.
Yeah, so I'm actually with her now. I was talking a little bit over it. I was trying to explain, but there was a lot that you said that day of what actually you guys do. If you can just go over
Yes.
that one more time, she's on speaker.
Of course. Of course. Hello, my name's Tina. What is your name?
Vanna.
Vanna.
Hannah or Vanna?
It's Vanna.
Vanna. Oh, cool. Like Vanna White, right?
There
I
you
love
go.
it. That's beautiful. So, Vanna, if you can hear me, what I was talking to Daniel about was called our VIP package. So it'll take you guys from, having a weaker internet presence and give you the most dominant internet presence locally and get your phone ringing with new clients. So what it would include is programming to put extreme seal coating and paving on the first page of Google and Bing for the categories in your area. We also would program you into some of the popular directories such as Yelp and Apple Maps and Bing and, some of the big directories. And then also we would program you into the mobile platform. So you know how most people these days will do the searches from their smartphones?
Yeah.
Yep. So that's a different search result completely. Okay. So once we, program extreme seal coating and paving into the mobile platform, now you guys will also come up from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa, and that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on.
And
In
all they gotta
addition,
type in is just seal coating, or do they got to put in the whole name?
nope, no, because if they type in your name, that wouldn't really benefit you, right? It's kind of like if you're looking for McDonald's and you type in McDonald's, you're going to find McDonald's, right? But if you put
Yeah.
in fast food or hamburger, you'll get a variety of options. So this is going to bring you clients that are looking to hire you.
It'll come up to the top, and then if you scroll down a little bit more, it's the actual Google searches, because I did that for Windows yesterday, and different companies came up at the very, very top, and when I scroll down more, it gave me other companies.
Exactly. So this programming includes both sections. So you'd be in a spotlight position on the first page in the maps, which is where you have to scroll down a little bit to find them. But also you'd be at the very top in the Google Ads section. So, you know how when you search online for pretty much anything, chances are you'll see a couple of companies at the top like you did yesterday where it actually says ad next to them, right? So that's exactly how this would work. We would put you in the ads, and the benefit of having the ads is that we can run those wherever you like. Okay, so I
And you
know
said something about a
that.
Facebook too?
Yeah, this also includes the Facebook advertising. So, for instance, Vanna, you know how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook news feed, there's an ad for that popping up, right? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, and that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines will track what people in your area are searching for. So if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook news feed, there would be an ad for your company popping up. So it's designed
Now,
to
when
bring you
we say
more.
if we do this, you said there's a website that you can see how many people actually is benefited from this app,
Yes.
or
Yes. So we have an app and we have a website. So you're going to be able to log on at any time and see not only how many new clients that you received, but you'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. You'll see if they originated from the Google Ads, the local map section on Google, or the Facebook ads. And then you'll even
Okay.
see, if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. So that way everything
Gotcha.
is
You
very
can double check
transparent.
to see if it's actually helping out for the meantime. Okay. And then you
Yep.
said that
Yep.
we qualify for the new the new business, right?
Yes, exactly. So I put that in the notes that I was going to waive the setup fee for you all together, and then I was going to apply the new in business rate, so it would bring everything all the way down to just a flat rate month to month of $549. And you guys will be grandfathered into that rate where it would never go up. So should you decide to move forward, you'll get an email that says terms and conditions. So I would just have you acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that's what will grandfather you into this pricing. So that's the beauty of it. It's not going to matter if you start out slow and you take on 5 clients within a month, or if you grow your business and you take on 50 clients within a month. Either way, you're still paying that same flat rate.
Yeah, and you said something about a 300 in credit of your app login or something like that. Where do people click on?
I believe it's $130 credit. That was in the email that I sent you of extra paid ads. So that would be included for you as well. Yeah, let me just double check because, you know, we do run different promotions, but I believe I've never seen it for 300. So let me just double check. But you would get that extra amount for the paid ads. And then also, remind me, Daniel, do you guys already have a website or did you need a website?
Yeah, no, we have a website already.
Okay, I didn't attach it to the profile, so give me the web address one more time.
The address to the web or the email?
Yes, to the website, please.
Oh, Trista.
Let me actually see if I can find it. By Googling your business, something should come up that has your website attached
to it
already.
Yeah, it's popped up into my Google. I attached it to my Google.
Oh, good. So I can find it that way. So give me a second. And you have access to the Google, right? To the Google page? Okay, good. The reason I ask that is should you decide to move forward, we're not going to create a new Google listing because that would be duplicate and it would hurt your rankings. So we'll just go into the one that you have and have you add us as a manager, and we start programming on it right away. So that way, you know, we would optimize your exact page to show on the first page of the search results. So I think I see it. Does it have a picture at the very background that has like a parking lot to like a shopping center with a Target and a Lowe's and a Marshall's?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
So it's extremesteelcoatingpaving.com. So let me just attach this so that we can make sure that the site will now be in a position to get you, you know, calls. Now, what I would recommend just by looking at this site very quickly is to put your phone number at the top somewhere, you know, front and center. Because I see that if you scroll all the way down to the bottom, you can find your phone number there. But sometimes, you know, we're in that instant gratification type of a world. Sometimes people do a search and they click to the site. If they don't find a number right away, sometimes they just click over to the next guy, you know? Yeah. How come the number's different on the site? It's that the 52722 number. Is that just for the business, or is that a tracking number or something? Or
that's the business line.
That's the business line. Okay. So and then this one that I'm talking to you on is your personal cell phone, right?
Yeah, this is my personal cell.
Okay. So how do you and Vanna feel about this? I mean, because it's a month-to-month program, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Yeah, for sure. So if we sign in now, it'll be good for, what, August, the same time of August?
Yes, so your billing would always run on the 8th of each month, and you can cancel at any time. All we ask is that if you were to cancel, you would call us within 3 business days of your billing date, which would be the 8th. But you're never going to cancel once you see how well it works, because nobody cancels on profit, and I know that you guys won't either. Just a little FYI on the local map optimization on Google, that's the highest revenue generating section online, and it does take hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming onto the Google page, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. So I always tell people that that portion of the program will really pop during your second month. That's when it comes to full fruition. But everything else will start right away. So with the Facebook ads and the Google ads, we say that they'll be up and running in under 2 weeks, but I've seen them up and running in 3 days before on a special request.
And now on the Facebook ad, it'll just be what, like my logo that pops up with my number, or?
They would actually create a customized ad, and it would have a call to action for you and your number. So, you know, for instance, okay, for the best seal coating in the area, call now or something, you know, and then they would attach the Facebook link so that people have that call to action on there too.
Okay. Got you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, yeah, no, I think it sounds good. I think we'd like to give it a shot. And like you said, if it doesn't work out, if I don't see any progress, you know what I mean? Because you can track it with the app to see what's really coming in from there.
Absolutely. That's the coolest part about this, you know, is that you'll be able to see that concrete evidence. And we'll even put a call tracking number on there for you so you could go in and listen to the calls and make sure they're client calls, meaning we'll purchase a brand new 971 area code number. When people call it, it will forward over to your number. But the benefit of it, in addition to tracking the volume of business that you get, is that you can also eliminate a certain number of spam callers. Because we'll put a press one, press two greeting on it. You know, if you're a new customer, press one. If you're an existing customer, press two. Both options will ring over to you. But if it's a computer-generated spam call, they can't press one or two. So those will fall off. And when you're connected, it's going to be an actual client on the other line.
So it's kind of like a home advisor style, like people call you guys and you guys connect to them.
No. Absolutely not. Home advisor is a lead service, so they act as kind of like a middleman, right? So we're not going to put a local splash number up there that people have to call in order to reach you. The number that we would purchase for you would be your personal call tracking number, and it would go directly to you. So it's not like we're going to be a middleman funneling the calls. People can call you directly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, you're going to love it. I'm so excited for both of you. So just let me, real quick here, I want to, because it has that other business line, I just wanted to add that real quick so that the business calls can go through there and then the personal will go through. So I'll keep this one on there just in case my technician needed to reach you or something for an update. They can send you a text on this number as well, right?
Yeah, this is, like I said, this is just a main line, a private line for me. So, yeah, whatever is going to be through the business is going to be through the 5272.
Okay, so this one doesn't necessarily have to be published or anything, right? Just
no, this one is not published at all. Yeah, this is just my personal sale.
Got it. Okay, perfect. So give me a second here. It keeps, okay, so let me see if I can go into the settings.
We'll get it.
Perfect. Okay, so I want to just verify everything relating to the business goes through 971-719-5272, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then did you want to set this up using a debit or a credit card? What works best?
It's going to be a debit card.
Okay, and does it have your name displayed, Daniel, or the company name, or both?
The debit card?
Yes.
I think it's gonna be her name or the business. I think it's the attacher's one. I'll double check right now. She's getting it.
Sure. Okay. While she gets that, what is the business, or the billing address? Let's do the billing address first, please.
1288. Well, you know what? Hold on, because we're going to be changing that. I just moved. Let's wait for her. One second.
Okay, sure. No problem.
Oh, the building address of the card?
Yes, wherever the statements go to is the address I need. If it changes in the future, we can update it, but wherever it's tied into now.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's fine. Okay, so the billing address of this card is 1288?
No.
What is it? 1182 Merlo Avenue.
1182 Merlo. Is it M-E-R-L-O?
M-E-R-L-O-T.
Oh, Merlo. Oh, with a T. Okay, like the wine. Okay, Merlo Avenue. Okay, and is it Kaiser?
Yeah, that's in Kaiser, 97303.
Perfect. Okay. And then did you see how the name reads on the card now?
Yeah, it says her name and Extreme Seal Coating.
Okay, is it V-A-N-N-A?
It's S-A-V-A-N-A.
Oh, it's Savannah. Oh, that's cool. S-A-V-A-N-A. I only heard the Vanna. And then it's, what's the last name?
John, J-O-H-N.
Okay. And then it also has the Extreme Seal Coating and Painting. So no middle name or initial, right?
No. Yeah, Extreme Seal Coating. It's just Extreme Seal Coating.
Okay, let me put that. And it's just S-A-V-A-N-A, right? She doesn't have the double N or the A-H at the end for Savannah.
Or you can just even put her name. What, you don't got to put the seal coating? Cause it's,
oh, okay.
It's a, yeah.
Okay.
So just put through Savannah John, S-A-V-A-N-A-J-O-H-N.
Perfect. Okay, and then go ahead. I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
4259.
Okay.
0880.
Got it.
0280.
Okay.
And 7860.
Okay, and expiration?
It is 0828.
828, and then the code?
66.
626, you said?
686.
686. Got it. Okay. So now what I'm going to do is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create the appointment for my technician to call you, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website, and getting you placed. Some of this is a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot. So just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay. You said this was 549?
Mm-hmm. 549 month to month, and there's no contracts. And then, Daniel, the only thing I'm missing on the main screen is your last name also, John?
Yeah.
And then is the email DanielStereo2010@gmail.com?
Now, what is this for? Just for you guys, or is that going on?
Yes. No, that's not going to be published. That's just so I can send you the confirmation email and the terms and conditions so that you can grandfather. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What email do you have?
DanielStereo2010@gmail.com?
Yeah, that one is fine, too.
That's fine. Okay, perfect. So, and again, that's just for internal purposes.
Anything with the business, there's a business email at extremesteelcoatingpaving@gmail.com. That's for if you need business on there.
Extremesteelcoatingpaving@gmail.com is the business email, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I put that in the notes, so in case they wanted to add that to any of the campaigns, they'll have it. And then going back to the voice recording, what this says is to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Right now?
Yes, please.
Extreme Seal Coating and Paving.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Savannah John, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Yeah, and you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, July 8th, in the non-refundable amount of just $549. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 8th in the amount of $549. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, so that concludes the voice verification recording. Now, Savannah, are you going to do the client interview, or would it be Daniel, or are you guys going to kind of both do it together like we're talking now, or? That's where my technician will call you. Okay, and they'll go over your keywords and getting you set up. Okay, so they're triply booked for the rest of the day, and anyway, we close at 4, so it wouldn't be enough time. So I'll schedule something for tomorrow. What do you prefer, morning or afternoon? And I'll tell you what's available.
Let's do afternoon.
Okay.
And they're going to have to... the business number.
Okay, so call the business number.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. So question, afternoon, do you want 1, 2, or 3?
1 o'clock is fine.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, Savannah, is block out an entire hour from 1 to 2 o'clock Pacific time, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs over and they call you at 1:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour, okay? And then because I gave you that new in business rate, I also wanted you to acknowledge it with your e-signature so that we grandfather you into the pricing. So on his cell phone, did you get a text from me that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yeah.
Perfect. So if you click on that link, it will take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Yep.
All you have to do is scroll all the way to the bottom, and there's 3 boxes that you have to check. 1 to show that you're authorized. The 2nd shows you receive text messages. The 3rd shows that you know it's a reoccurring charge. And once you select those 3 boxes, you can plug your name in and hit confirm signature.
I did. Now it says welcome and password.
Excellent. Okay. Wow, you're ahead of me. I love it. I was just going to tell you, when you see that username and password, that's a good sign. That tells you that the e-signature went through. You don't necessarily need the username and password right now, but if you wanted to refer back to it, it is included in your welcome email. So you'll have that. And then other than that, you're all good to go. They'll call the business line tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and they'll pick up where I'm leaving off and start on that client interview. So one thing I want to let you know is they're going to email Daniel something that says photos needed for Google verification, but I'm going to send you guys a 2nd email that says important, please add us to your Google business profile. So that will kind of jumpstart the process if you can get that done, you know, between now and tomorrow. If not, they'll remind you to do it tomorrow when they call you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Do you have any other questions at this time?
Are these photos going to be, like, just for work that we've done, like those is what I would need to upload?
So the verification photos, that initial email, usually it's business related in order to get you verified on Google. Usually, since you already have a Google business profile, you don't really need to add photos there because you're already verified, right? So the 2nd email that has you add us as manager is going to be more important, right? But I still want you, if you have some business, I can see some business photos, for example, on your website and on your Yelp listing. I'm going to have them pull some of those so that they can put them on the Google page, because right now the Google page looks like a, you know, just a empty white page with a map. There's not really any photos on it yet. So I want them
to
kind of
keep that up. Yeah, so I have other photos that I would like to add to that. So how would we do that?
I love it. Okay, send them to photos@localsplash.com.
Okay.
I'll send you a link on his text message also, just so you know, have it, just in case you can't write it down. But it's photos@localsplash.com, and then we can add those to your Google business profile as they come, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Okay, well, that was a great question. Is there anything else you have for me right now, or?
No, that's it.
That's it? Okay, good. Well, welcome aboard to you and Daniel. I'm so excited for you both. I know you're absolutely going to be thrilled with this. So have a very, very profitable year, and then the technician will call you tomorrow around 1 o'clock, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, nice talking to you both. Have a great evening.
You too.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Thank you.